Hey everyone, Adam here, just to let you guys know that we had a bit of a sound issue, at least, well, I did apparently, and so John had to mess with the sound to get it up so people can hear me better. As a result, there's a bit of a static as during the whole episode, as far as I can tell, so just be aware of that. We're going to try to fix it before the next episode. In fact, I'm probably going to have to get a new mic because the headset I'm using isn't working as well as I thought it would, at least for recording, so hopefully we'll get this fixed next episode. In the meantime, enjoy this one and talk to you guys later. Welcome to another episode of THG Radio. It's been a while. We've been extremely busy. I think all of us actually work from home.
We do, yes. We all do work from home.
Despite our better judgment.
And best efforts, really.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
My wife is working now, so you have to get her computer and everything. We tried our best efforts to, like, make it so our computer wouldn't work, but
nice.
To give her a work computer.
Nice. You sound like some of my students.
Oh no, my iguana spilled it all over.
Oh, that's good. You can come pick up one of the school's Chromebooks in the front office.
Damn it.
That's more or less. That's accurate.
Yeah. Right.
Try the best.
It would, of course, have to look like an accident.
But as John mentioned before we started, it's a little slow on the GW front, so I expect the show won't be too long. We have a few questions from the audience and from the Patreon subscribers,
and we're more than happy to take time out of our day to disappoint you.
Yes. So
apparently, I mean, I don't remember signing up for this, but it's fine.
Well, John, I have no reenactments because you have nothing to go to right now. For those that are wondering, and because I know you are, John is still doing his campaign to become the president of his totally real reenactment club. The contest ends at the end of this week, so make sure to get your entries in. The prize is the Battle Force Morikai Space Wolf box set. That's totally useful from what we've seen so far.
Patrick Awakening. Just like the worst person ever.
Utility not guaranteed beyond hobbying stage.
Yeah, if you enjoy putting models together and painting models, it's great.
Does anybody really enjoy that aspect of it who doesn't like stream it and get paid for it?
I enjoy building models. Painting I hate with a passion.
Fair.
I enjoy building and I enjoy painting depending upon the paint scheme I've chosen. If I've screwed myself over like I have with my Grey Knights, it's like, oh my god, it's so much work.
Yes, this is why I no longer do intricate paint schemes.
The contrast is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with what we're looking forward to with before Adepticon was canceled, which was the GW presentation. As a lot of people anticipated the announcement of the 9th edition. It was touted as the biggest reveal yet. It's certainly the longest reveal. Over the course of 6 weeks.
Did they actually finish it? Because I feel like they left out the biggest part of the reveal, because if it's the biggest reveal ever, it was pretty lackluster.
Yeah.
I got to ask, like, is it like one of those things where, like, they use a different measurement system than we do because they're British? Like, so to them, big means long, but for us, long means big. Is it one of those things?
Maybe they're just doing the Trump version measurements. It's the hugest thing ever. It's huge.
Huge. And then low whisper, China.
So there are a few things. There's nothing really jumps out, unfortunately. I think the big thing we're looking for, we can't really say whether it was actually an announcement or not, or going to be announced, because they did an announcement. That part of that could be because they basically can't ship any product right now.
Yeah. I guess on Friday they're going to start shipping product again.
They announced today, which is Tuesday, yeah, that they will be fulfilling orders that are backordered, and then you'll be able to order from the website starting Friday.
Did they announce whether or not the factory actually started to produce anything yet? Because, you know, they released an entire release for Grey Knights and then didn't produce any Grey Knights.
I did say the warehouse. I did not say the factory.
Cool. This is...
So, it's business as usual with them being out of everything.
It's going swimmingly.
Except for hobby supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. Once they get that going, then they'll be able to rev up once again, which means we don't know when the... Really don't know when the next releases are. But from what we've seen, most of the releases were mainly Age of Sigmar stuff. And yeah, all the Warcry, Blood Bowl. They announced more of the Psychic Awakening stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Still the
bunch of stuff you couldn't buy.
Yeah, well, the only thing you could buy was the Mutant Inquisitor, the Mutant Space Marine Librarian with the weird anatomy, if you look at them.
Sure.
And the Sister of Battle, made to order. That's about it. You can't even order like Black Library stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it. That's the only thing you can order. But even then, that can't be made until the factories are online.
Yeah, you can order it, but you're not getting it.
Yeah, there's going to be a longer wait time than normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. This another thing that I like to think about is just the sheer irony of, like, you know, I remember playing Space Marine, and at one point, like, you're running around, and the machine voice lady is like, "Keep working in the name of the Emperor. It doesn't matter if orcs are attacking, blah, blah, blah." And it's like, they're not following their own example. I mean, I would have expected hours to go up due to the coronavirus. I would have expected more deaths, but specifically in their factories. And you know what? I was sad that was not thematically filled out.
I don't really go with that, Tom, but I'm just going to leave that one alone.
It's okay. Not everything I can produce can be gold. Like, little to none of it is, but that's beside the point.
So we have a new Inquisitor with the half-elf dragon thing. A few new models. That's about it. We don't really know. No word on Engine Kill. Engine War. They completely skipped Engine War.
The hell's an Engine War?
That was the Mechanicus Knight Psychic Awakening.
Huh.
They didn't mention any rules, nothing, and then they skipped immediately.
It was the most hyped, terrible release of all time.
I don't know if it was the most hyped. There was hardly any hype.
No, they
immediately skipped it for War of the Spider.
No, I'm saying this entire thing, the whole Adepticon release, was super hyped, and then it was the worst ever because they decided they were still going to try to do it, but then failed to do it.
Yeah, the first one was, I watched the first one.
It's very lackluster.
It was very long and a lot of delay. They were able to speed it up for the second one.
My term still stands.
Yes.
And then,
nobody's refuting you.
And the third one, I just slept through.
Which hilariously actually had some of the more bigger announcements, right? Wasn't,
I don't know.
Like what? What did they announce that was big at all?
The closest thing I...
The giant model? Okay, because technically giants are huge, so okay, sure.
Well, that's pretty cool. Like,
I hope that's not what that... But you know what? I hope that's not what the giant release was.
This is a huge release. It released a giant.
Because they love to pat themselves in the back with their puns. They love to do that. So it wasn't
that. That makes it even worse. I just realized that could be the giant release they were talking about.
Yeah, it's literally the giant release.
It's the biggest release ever.
We were never getting 9th edition. Just a giant.
I like the giants. I'm not adverse to an all-night, all-giant army. I've played that before. I can do that in AOS. So, but now that you mentioned that, I am kind of depressed now. Because if that's what it is, that's what the...
I just made myself sad.
I know, right? Yeah, Sons of Behemoth. Behemoth.
No, I was thinking of the 30K lion.
Oh, which, that one too, yeah.
That technically is a big deal, but the reason why I say the word technically is because who the hell cares about 30K as a game?
The models are cool, but the game, whatever, it's just 7th edition with all Space Marines, so whatever.
Exactly. If I was a millionaire with time to burn, I would...
I still wouldn't play 30K.
I wouldn't play it, but I would buy the models and paint them.
I'd buy the models and paint somebody else paint them and keep them in the cabinet.
I would play it. I wanted to play it, but unfortunately they stayed with 7th after the Switch to 8th.
Yeah.
So if they had made the switch to 8th, then I probably would be pulling.
Yeah, I'm not trying to learn multiple rule sets.
They, I'd play Chaos, so I'd have to, especially for Black Legion, if I wanted to stick with that, I'd have to paint essentially two different armies. But if you play like any of the Loyalist Legions, you can almost build one army and just play that for both systems.
Right.
I guess I could play Demons. Then I could play them in 30K, 40K, and Sigmar. In all varying degrees of goodness, and how good they are in those systems. Which is funny.
So terrible in 40K?
Terrible in 40K, I'm not sure about 30K, but in Age of Sigmar, the Hedonites of Slaanesh are really good. And I think the Tzeentch demons are pretty good too.
Incredible rebuttal.
That's all that's necessary. You did not mention Nurgle nor Khorne, so.
that I don't know. Well, Bill, okay. Well, now we know where your loyalties lie.
Just saying. I don't need to paint some weird, like, sex monsters. And Tzeentch is just dumb.
you don't like the sex monsters because of that kid.
What kid? What are you talking about?
The one that used to lick his mom.
That might be the trauma that makes me not want to like Slaanesh. And he wasn't a kid. That was a full-blown adult.
Yeah. I was really worried that we were talking about kids immediately after talking about sex monsters. So I was like...
No.
Attention.
No, yeah.
I was not paying attention.
Hey, wait, what?
No, it was that guy that used to play the Emperor's Children. And, oh, man, was that... 3rd edition or 4th edition, Adam?
It was back at the old store, wasn't it?
So it had to have been 4th edition. And he would literally, like, pick up his Slaanesh Defiler and, like, lick it and then put it back down the table.
Ugh.
It was something else. I think I played one game with him because I had to at a tournament, and then I basically just refused after that. It's like, oh, dude, they're doing this, dude. This is not happening, guy.
Yeah, so I know there's other...
Ishmael, I am. We all are Ishmael. It's just, John, you look like a prison inmate. We literally are all prison inmates.
No, the prison is your mind. God. Moving on.
Yes.
So yeah, with that release, we're into, I guess, safe to say, at least the podcast wasn't too impressed with the... releases, along with that, no spring FAQ, obviously, although it technically is spring until June, so they could still be in time. But with no games and no data other than LVO.
Yeah, what is there to FAQ?
There's a lot, actually.
Yeah, seriously. I'll give them a list.
We've given them a list.
I know. There is a giant list just from LVO that never got addressed.
Yeah. So,
how about if you're touching a piece of terrain, are you on the piece of terrain?
I just want to clear. I want there to be one whole page dedicated to what they mean to be wholly within, and one page dedicated to what they mean to be entirely within, and both those pages to be in 28-point font because it shouldn't be that much.
All they need to do is get rid of those two words.
Exactly.
They just should use within. Just define it as one thing and within, and never define it as anything else ever again. Like, stop writing rules that require you to be wholly within and just use within.
Yes.
Yeah. Just stop. And when it comes to terrain, on should literally mean on. On or in means on or in. It doesn't mean touching. Like, I'm touching the side of it. You're not on it. Like, I'm on this chair, right? Okay, wait a second. So this is on a chair, right? Like, I'm on a chair.
I mean, we're experiencing
not,
a delay.
I'm not on the chair by like touching it. I'm not on it, right? So like, there's no proper definitions for anything, or people are just really ridiculous and stupid, and I haven't decided which one it is. But it's one of the two.
Well, considering who told us that, we'll have to talk to them about it.
I mean, like, I'm on a chair, but I was not on the chair when I was just touching the chair. I mean, I literally just showed everybody on the internet the difference between on and touching. So if I'm touching a wall, a piece of terrain in 40K, I should not be on it.
What's amazing is that you're actually recreating some of the earliest questions that philosophers ever answered, and in no other sphere of philosophy were they ever asked again, because it was kind of understood, we got it from here.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. So
anyways, there is plenty of things to put in the spring FAQ if they chose to.
Yeah. See, now I'm just going to freak out when they have something about, like, if your model's in a river, if it comes out, it's not the same model.
Man. So I don't know if they'll eventually come out with an FAQ. I'm assuming they will once everything gets going again. So with that in mind, really I have nothing to go on to the spring FAQ. I hope it does. I think it should have just come out anyway. I don't see why it should just be delayed because they canceled Adepticon. It's not something that they need to be in an office to work on. They can work on it easily from home. They probably get enough emails about it. But that's just humble opinion.
You know, that's actually... Okay, now I'm mad because I just realized they could have literally spent this whole freaking time working on
that FAQ.
And instead it was like, how many BS articles can we write in a freaking week to guarantee at least 50 clicks? No. I don't want to know which freaking loyalist Primarch wins a little freaking free-for-all, especially because you didn't even include the con. And I know you didn't do
they
that.
Did it?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't include the con.
Because he doesn't have a 30K model.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't have the model.
It's only 30K models?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they're using the rules for it.
You know when they do his 30K model, they're not going to put him on a bike either.
Yeah, and then with the trader Primarchs, they did this weird thing. If it wasn't like a match, it was like, oh, okay, this person really likes this person, this person really likes this person. What's the generation behind that? Okay. How is that working here?
Well, at least one person reads the articles, apparently.
That's just because I didn't read them. I mean, there are some days, that's all I'm going to say. I'm more afraid of my work than the government.
Although I did read the short story with the custodes.
Oh, you mean that glorious story about the custodes upholding the law?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I know I'm pissed off.
It's the story where they're bringing the Primaris Marines to their new chapter, and they come to find out the homeworld of that chapter is in rebellion. And so the cop basically tells the suspect to put down his weapons. The suspect says, I'm not putting down my weapons, I'm loyal. They're like, oh, you're not going to put him down? Then the suspect's... Blam. No, it's the suspect's drunk buddy that's like, hey, man! And then blam.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then all hell breaks loose, which I think is what Howard...
So they basically just took a storyline of any inner city in America and just put custodes and Primaris Marines in place.
That's how I'm describing it. Anyway.
Yeah. It seems apt.
I think that's how we're going to get Renegade Primaris or Fabius Vile Primaris Chaos Space.
You mean the same way they've always gotten them in 40K? Where like, oh, this chapter decided to go rogue.
Basically.
I mean, what did you think, that Primaris were magically not going to go rogue at some point? Like, it's part of the literal storyline.
Well, and also the literal part of the literal storyline where Call is like, hey, Gilliman, you've got Primaris for the Traitor Legions too. You want me to open them up? And he's like, no, oh God, never do that. Oh God, why would you even mention that? And Call's like, geez, okay, well, do you want me to delete them? And Gulliman's like, well, moving on.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Call made those Legions in.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay.
Sure, guy, here, put this new paint on. Good as new, like old 70s used car sales.
Yeah.
It's like that meme.
What color do you want him to be? Blue and gold.
Yeah.
We were thinking dark green. No.
No.
So hopefully we get that spring FAQ soon. Something. We could be working on that full time. Fingers crossed, but not really. So what we've been up to since everything's been closed, I know I have...
Video games.
Playing video games.
Video games.
Video games.
I played the last... Like, I haven't been talking to you guys in, like, two nights. Because on my laptop, I realized that the original Dawn of War games will actually display properly on that screen. And I replayed the entirety of Dark Crusade in two nights.
That's amazing.
And I'm halfway through Soulstorm.
I'm legit proud of you.
I'm playing as the Blood Ravens, of course.
I've been playing Bannerlord and Fallout 76.
I've been playing Bannerlord too. I mean, everybody who follows the Salty John page knows that. That game is still great. It's just too hot in the office to play. Like, I'm sweating right now.
It's probably the only game I've ever recommended or ever will recommend to you guys that was a hit. And I'm fine with that.
I mean, every other game you've recommended, we haven't even bought.
I got Adam to buy one of them.
I bought
the rock one, the one with the dwarves.
That one would be fun if we got more people in, but that's what happens.
I actually like the Warhammer Underworlds video game.
That is fun.
It's just like the tabletop game. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
So if you like that if that game, play it. It's good. And it's not as frustrating. You want frustrating, go play Blood Bowl.
I didn't say it was...
You shut up about frustrating until you play Blood Bowl.
Yeah, buddy, you doing okay?
Yeah, that was...
No, I'm not. I'm warm.
Show me where the Hobbit stole your...
Because I had to close the sliding door to the patio because you'd be able to hear everything. And so now it's warm because the computers make the closet area hot, and it's just... This is not fun.
Sounds like bad times. Straight up not having a good
time. Straight up not having a good time.
But try out the Underworld game. It's really nice, actually.
And try out Bannerlords if you like medieval, like warfare.
You like running down peasants with your sword and your lance and your bow.
Or the glaive. The glaive is so OP, it's great.
Oh, Japan, don't give me that.
The War Rager glaive is so great.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
In case you've noticed, we've also been playing a lot of D&D lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Usually on Tuesday nights, which is normally our game night at the store.
Yeah, if you tuned in hoping to see us playing D&D, we're not. Sorry.
No, we might be doing that later this week. Well, or maybe. I thought it was maybe we're doing this, maybe.
Maybe late. It depends, because Danny's wife is close to delivery.
Correct.
Yes, that's true.
Our DM may have to take a sabbatical.
It's fine. We'll just stream video games. It's fine.
Yep.
We could still try out Bannerlord Multi.
So moving on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, guys.
Man.
So, like I said, we've been playing D&D.
I started working on the Grey Knights again.
So I started working on Grey Knights.
I did.
I am building Sisters, but looks like I may go back to my Renegades and Heretics project. Mainly because
maybe because you want a reason why you lose?
No. Well, yes and no.
Savage.
This might be my last chance, my only chance to actually do well in terms of placing in, like, for best in faction.
It's just going to be, you're going to win something, and I will, this season, and then I'll always remind you it's an asterisk season.
That's fine. I'll still have the little plaque or whatever.
You're fine being, what is the guy who's taking
Barry
all
Bonds.
Those, yeah, Barry Bonds, you're fine being Barry Bonds. Yeah,
that's fine.
Man, it's weird. We are not.
He still has the ring. He still has the money. It's fine. I'm just not going to have the gigantic head growth spurt that Barry Bonds has.
Yeah, I just want to say, we are not the place to go to if you want examples of mutual encouragement.
I mean, if people tune into the show expecting positivity, you're at the wrong place, guy.
Go back the way you came from, stranger.
We literally have a podcast where, for the most time, when we're streaming live on Twitch, it's memes making fun of the thing that we're talking about.
That's true.
And that's crushing everybody, our own dreams.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I don't know. I'll probably do it just because. Just get the models built. Get that project out off my table.
Yeah, I've become very suspicious of my Green Knight order on eBay. I ordered it on the 25th, right? I haven't heard anything from the guy. It's supposed to be here by Thursday. That's what eBay says, right? And I realized he wanted $31 in shipping.
Okay.
And I think what he wanted was to sell each one individually with $31 in shipping, like to like gouge on shipping, right?
Oh, wow.
But what? I bought a quantity of four. And I was like, sure, I'll pay $31 in shipping for the four, because even if I do that, the amount I'm paying for it is like way under still MSRP, right?
Right.
Plus, you can't get paladins anywhere, so, okay.
Yeah.
And he only has like 16 for his rating. And I'm like, oh man, I bet this guy is like a guy who likes to scam on shipping and gets booted off all the time. So now I'm like, okay, so I'm waiting the exact number of days until I report to eBay, or until wow. I'm going to contact him tomorrow and be like, when do you plan on shipping this?
Here's my stuff.
And then go from there. But yeah, I'm doubtful I will be getting it. More than likely what I'll be doing is announcing on all the Facebook things to not trust a certain buyer on eBay.
I'm sure. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I still have the Sisters. I still have the Renegade Generic, and then I've gotten the new, and then I'm actually going to put together my Adeptus Titanicus stuff, along with building some Horus Heresy Marines, so I can play with my brother, because we're gonna play Horus Heresy, but in 6mm.
In epic?
Epic format, yes. See how that goes.
I also have a bunch of Space Marine stuff. Yeah. I found, remember the other day I told you guys I found the arm bits for the dreads.
Oh, yeah.
So I have the arm bits to make a chaplain dread, and because I already have the dread, and then I have the arm bits to make a dread for Grey Knights, just in case I want to run one for Astralame. And then I found in that same set, I found two Scorpius Whirlwinds. And then I still have a Sicarian.
How do you forget about that?
Whatever, dude. Like, I have a problem.
No, you forget. You put stuff away, and then something mm-hmm. comes up. Whatever.
I still have tons of Space Marines for a Space Marine army I could build. Yeah. Huh. I mean, a lot of it's already built. I just need to finish painting it. But, yeah, I could run the three Thunderfire cannon, double Scorpius, double quad mortars. list and just be like, cool, here's my version of Leaf Blower for 8th edition.
Yeah, once you finish that, that's when they'll release the FAQ that changes space.
Whatever. Like, I'm so used to whatever I'm playing being destroyed by an FAQ as soon as I'm done building it that whatever, at this point, who cares?
What we're seeing a lot of people playing nowadays is a tabletop simulator.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, and if you haven't listened to the Focus Fire episode
with
Jeff and Alan, what it is, it's literally what it says. It's what it's the title says. It's a tabletop simulator. What it does is simulate any board game or any game that you want.
Yeah, you just have to load the stuff in.
Yeah, people make the program, and then you have to load
it's
it.
It's a sandbox.
Yeah, it's an open source, kind of like Battlescribe. Or Army Builder, if people remember mm-hmm. what that was, where in order to avoid IP issues, they just make the sandbox and then the customers or the fans fill it in with what they want, so they're not liable for anything.
Reminds me of that meme that's like, you wouldn't steal a car, and then it shows a guy with a 3D printer. He's like, watch me.
Yes, that's basically it.
That's basically what it is. So if you haven't been paying attention, there's been a lot of tournaments, grand tournaments. Virtual grand tournaments, virtual tournaments using tabletop simulator. If you haven't, there's a Discord chat, Discord group, and probably think of Facebook group. I'm not 100% sure. I know, Tom, you've tried it, right?
I tried it in the beginning a little bit. It's actually not that hard. If you know how to read and if you're patient with computers, it's actually not that hard to get everything set up. And it's really cool, too, because you can take your Battlescribe list, you export it using an online program, and you just literally just shove it into a website. It generates a file for you. You put that file into Tabletop Simulator, and boom, there's your list. But it makes it much more usable. So, like, when squads are different, have different colored highlighted faces, they actually have their stats and their rules next to it and everything. It's, like, really, really well done, honestly. That said, I have not had a chance to have a full game yet. I keep reminding Odell that I could... I'm ready whenever he is. We're ready for me, and, you know... Keep it snug.
Yeah.
Being apparently, snug. Basically, I guess I'm just, you know, I don't have enough models for him to, you know, to complain about, you know. I don't know. But, no, anywho, I mean, it's really cool. It does definitely scratch the itch. I personally have not felt that itch just because I tend to go back and forth with the hobby anyway. So right now I'm just kind of like, okay, well, I'll just play the heck out of video games for now. Mm-hmm. Like, especially considering I just got myself a brand spanking new laptop. It's dope.
I'm glad totally, you're happy, Tom.
Totally not multitasking with other stuff right now. While we fight, just
ignore that clicking you're hearing.
Yeah, ignore the reference to Japan. Don't do me like that. A few minutes ago.
Yeah, I was wondering if anyone caught that.
Japan is not in Battleborn.
No, it's not.
You're playing Civ 6, huh?
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Dad? Just looking at history, normal history memes.
Mm-hmm.
Normal history memes. Okay, moving on. So if you haven't, check it out. You can get it out of Steam, and there's a few YouTube videos you can watch.
Yeah.
Listen to the episode, this Focus Fire episode with Jeff and Alan. They talk about how they got started and how to get started with CTS.
Yeah, it's like $20 too. Is a really good deal, and like yeah. it is cool too because it also I'm 90% sure it also has like a hot seat function. So if like you're, you know, sheltering at home with others, then you have an opportunity to be like, oh hey, let's try this game out like digitally, and if we like it, you can always get it after, you know. So there you go.
Yeah. For those that do use it, it allows you to play with armies and models that you normally can't because of the cost or the availability
right now.
Things like that. So if you wanted to try certain wacky
ones. Yeah. I think the problem is, though, it has its own meta.
Yes.
So if you're... Because
of the cost?
No, TTS has its own meta because of the way it works. So while you're playing... If you're trying to play it and you're like playing in an event, like online, it's like, you know, it's a competitive event and you're trying to win, you're playing and people are going to be like, well, this does really well in a TTS meta, so I'm going to take it. But then when you go back to playing regular, the TTS meta is not going to be that great. Like in TTS right now, the three Skull Lords of Khorne or whatever, the King of Beers are actually really good. Lord of Skulls, those are actually really good. And they're doing really well because they're very easy to play a list in TTS.
Mm-hmm.
But on the tabletop, that list goes 5-1 at a tournament, like a real tournament.
Right.
The tournament that matters, that you can get ITC points for, that will actually, you know, help you win points for the whole competitive thing that was all about and how it became popular in the first place. If you want points for that, TTS is going to be limited unless you are playing one-on-ones with people who you can trust to not be taking a TTS meta list and taking a regular meta list so that you can actually learn your list and play it. In that case, it's a fine tool. But if you're literally trying to use it as a replacement right now, that it's not going to work. Because it has its own meta in terms of like the events that you're getting played and the people to play it.
Not to mention which it actually, and I kind of want to take back something I said. I actually will disagree with you.
No take backs on the podcast.
Okay.
You said it,
Then I'm just going to do what everybody else is doing or everything that I said previous to this point and act like I never said it.
Yeah, exactly. See? You learned from Supreme Leader very well. Good job.
It only took you like 5 years or 3 years.
I mean, you should have known this from the beginning. You were born white.
Wow. Yeah, but I was Irish white.
True.
Always chip on that shoulder. No, what I was going to say was, I think cost actually kind of does play into it a little. The reason being because, like, if everyone who played 40K to any reasonable degree of competitiveness, so, like, let's just say mid to top tables, not people who are, like, you know, schlubs that just show up, you know, running low tables, but who cares? They're here to have fun and drink booze and punch somebody maybe at the end of it because of a stupid thing that they said about gene stealers.
Or if you're just, you know, Adam.
Yeah, right. So, but like if you have, if everyone has access, right, to that.
Or if you're a guy who plays two rounds and then drops because you lost a game. Or you're 5-0 and want to leave the tournament around early because you want to go home. Do you want me to continue, or do you? I'll let you finish, Tom. I'm sorry, my bad.
That's okay. It's okay, dog. I mean, when the spirit takes you, I understand. I let you fulfill that need. But no, it's more like if everyone has access to all of these crazy ass models with these really cool models and builds, that would automatically shift the meta. Absolutely. I mean, if everyone had instant access to all the models they could ever want, I think the meta would be very different. Now, granted, it might be something as stupid as 95% of people are running Space Marines, but it could also be something along the lines of like, oh, well, I never get to run this because this model is expensive, or it's Forge World, or these are hard to get a hold of, or I just got into the hobby, even though I'm like really good competitively, you know, those people who just show up and they're just good at it, bastards. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that to add to the ultimate point, yes, tabletop simulator is not a good indicator of the actual meta, and I don't think it'll truly impact the real meta, especially because we're not going to even be sure we have one when we get back.
A meta?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of leaning into another point that someone asked in the Patreon group, which is specifically...
Man, do you have any idea how much we're going to have to look out for like, cheating-ass bitches when we get back? Like, so many people are going to be trying to cheating their ass off at the first GT major they go to. I'm just putting it out there. If you're a TO or a judge... Man, if you are one of the first events back, you've got to watch because they're going to think, well, everybody's been gone. I'm going to be able to get away with murder.
Mm. Well, that's okay. That brings us into the more or less the next topic.
We have talking points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you send it to us?
He did.
Yes.
Show notes.
And Adam, what? I will apologize. Normally, I make a reference to the end because I don't care because I want to make a point. In this case, I just literally forgot that was something you wanted to say for the end.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a part that yeah. That's always at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Huh. You do have show notes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't totally hate these show notes either. You're slipping.
The one you highlight is the one I wrote like literally 2 seconds before you looked on the page.
Oh really? You just added it?
The stores one. So since you're talking about the first events that open up,
watch out for cheaters.
A lot of places are basically opening up again. A lot of different states, depending on where you're from. So there's going to be almost like a staggered start in terms of events happening again.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of the things to watch out for are people that have what you just said, basically that
yep.
feel that they can get away with something because everyone's mm-hmm. going to be back. Everyone's
oh man, I haven't played in so long. I'm so sorry. I forgot half my codex doesn't yeah. do the things it says it does.
Well, they may not remember certain things that was discussed in the past.
Yeah. Oh, was that in the FAQ? Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, there are going to be a lot of people who just forget what social norms are.
The people I'm talking about, Tom, you know what? They do not care about the social norms. I've dealt with enough of them now over enough years that they're just cheaters. They just are.
It doesn't matter.
You just are. If you're watching this, you just are.
Or, you know, recession.
We never needed it. We never needed a recession.
Never needed an excuse.
Yeah, that's the line.
But it might be a more of an incentive for someone to try, or maybe for someone to try for the first time, because maybe they think, oh, well, no one's going to remember. But so-and-so does it. He gets away with it. Why can't I?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of them. You just got to watch out.
YOLO.
If you recognize a name for bad reasons,
keep an eye out.
Yep.
Well, just keep an eye out in general at this point.
Yeah.
For the first couple months.
I mean, hell, if I go to one of the first GTs back, I'm going to cheat my ass to a win. What the hell?
There we go.
What do you mean I'm wrong? I'm the head judge of the LVO.
Yeah, and then my answer will be, this isn't the LVO.
That's the correct answer.
I thought this was America.
I thought this was OVO.
And security escorts you out.
Shirts off, underwear, barely hanging on.
Wife pinching her nose as she follows you out.
So, yeah, I think that's one of the things to watch out for. And just, I mean, we'll see. I think some things are going to change, especially this in terms of how things are done at tournaments. Like, I never liked sharing dice before. Certainly not going to start sharing dice now.
Dude, I'm going to grab your dice all the time. I'm just going to roll your dice for my save, thanks.
They'll be judged.
What GW needs to do, if they're smart, would be to actually re-release the dice app.
Oh, yeah.
If they were smart, they'd release the dice app at a 10% markup. If not 100%. And be like, hey, you want to be able to play with your friends, but we know you don't want to have to touch dice? Here's our app. Fully approved.
That's right. I forgot what happened with that. I don't know if it was the license or...
You know what happened with that? You know what happened with that?
I don't know what happened with that.
We're about to learn what happened to that.
Games Workshop made a business decision. Anytime you're like, hey, why did this cool thing disappear that Games Workshop used to produce? Board moving decision.
It's true. That's not a reason, but not a valid reason.
It's the reason.
It's a reason.
It's the reason. Somebody in the company made a stupid decision. Period.
Can we get our models now, GW? Have we made it clear that we have decent ideas? And don't give me this bull crap of existing policies or bureaucracy, because I know that shit's a lie.
That's the one thing I do enjoy from our D&D campaign, is Mandy, who's the Lich Lord character in our campaign. He's not really an antagonist.
He's just an antagonist.
He's just an antagonist, but the company speak that you can tell Danny has very experienced in.
That does. It warms my heart to hear him use it in such a way.
Gives me flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely does with me, too. If I hear him say blue sky a solution next time we play.
And I'm totally immune to it because I never worked in that section. Okay. So he says stuff and you guys react and I'm like, whatever, I don't believe you. That sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Count yourself lucky. So for those that haven't been able to watch it on the stream or watch it outside of the stream because we get blocked once in a while. Because of John or Tom, one of the two.
Meh.
I'm going to post them up for the Patreon members. So become a Patreon member, you can listen to the...
I think it was just the last episode that got blocked. And it was ironically because I played a Ramones song. And apparently the Ramones are so punk rock that you're not allowed to play any of their songs.
It doesn't matter because most of them are dead. So they don't get any say in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the way to beat punk rock is to outlive it. Got it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Just checking.
So look for those soon. Hopefully in the next day or two, I'll post those up in the Patreon group.
I mean, it's not like you're doing anything. Why have you not posted them up?
I am very busy.
Dude, I am on my computer all the time teaching classes, and you know what pops up in the corner all the time for Steam? Adam is playing Bannerlords. Adam's playing Fallout 76. Adam's playing Underworlds.
I don't know what you're talking about because I think that's my brother-in-law using my computer.
No. No.
In my room right next to my work computer.
No.
I did not have busy working all day. That's the room.
Like, literally, this is recording this on a Tuesday. There's no reason that if I give you the audio tonight, you shouldn't have it up tomorrow. You don't do payroll on a Wednesday.
The reason is called laziness, John.
The reason is called you play too many damn video games.
That too.
And the reality is I'm just jealous that I can't.
How do you think I have like 180 hours in Battle?
Yeah, I know. I'm up there too with you. Because for like 2 weeks, every like spare moment I had, I like logged in. I was like, I'm playing.
See, I got up to 60 hours or something.
Let me check my Steam here.
Ever since I got the new one, I've been busy revisiting games I haven't really had a chance to play in a long time.
Let's see, my Steam says...
I'll go back to that.
Yeah, I got 89 hours.
God damn.
89 hours on that. What else do I have on there?
Tom, you got to pump those numbers up.
Those are rookie numbers.
Those are rookie numbers. I'm at 174.
The Dark Crusade playthrough to beat it only took me 12 hours.
It's not bad.
Yeah, because I'd never played that on through Steam before, so that I know that's the exact amount of hours.
See, what I want is I want someone to redo or reskin the original Dawn of War and the Dawn of War Winter Assault games, because I love the campaigns for those games, but they're so outdated, they're unplayable.
Yeah, they're pretty unplayable.
Pretty bad. And so it's like, I just kind of want them to like, not be bad so I can play them again.
Right. Civilization VI, 447 hours.
You can have that one.
I mean, I've put that so much.
But I'll have the D&D stuff for everyone, for the Patreon members. Just a reminder.
I have really learned to love like D&D, just because of this is the most consistent stretch I've been able to ever play it.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's definitely fun.
It's great. Yeah, I also really enjoy Danny's approach to it, where it's like it's got an element of seriousness to it, but it's like just digging around, so it's like no one's too. You know, head over heels about what's supposed to happen.
I mean, we got into a business relationship with the Lich.
Mm-hmm.
By accident, based on crit rolls of 20, too many of them in a row.
Oh my god.
Someone almost got killed by a level 1 librarian.
Mm-hmm.
That was not... moving on.
It's been enjoyable. So let's move on to the listener questions real quick. Danny from Woodland Hills writes, will this push GW to actually develop a AAA 40K game that replicates actual gameplay in regards to, like, TTS?
No.
Yeah, because that takes too much away from their actual money.
There's so much no that I can't possibly explain all the no.
The triple A no.
The thing is that I have a feeling that this Danny from Woodland Hills, whoever he may be,
already knew the answer to this question.
Yes, and said it specifically because he wanted more than just a no from John.
Not taking the bait. Sorry.
Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, what? Be answer adequate? Like, go into detail about that? Or
yeah.
Well, we already talked about the whole money thing, right? The other problem, too, is that GW loves to license its product and make everybody else do the work. So they don't care if they have crappy video games, because as long as their tabletop is amazing, which they control, then they're fine. As long as no one messes with the storyline IP, which is, hilariously enough, the one thing that nobody who makes video games gets wrong. Nobody.
I don't think they're allowed to get it wrong.
Well, but like,
I would imagine that everything that has to do with storyline detail gets approved.
Well, but here's my point, is that it's not that it's wrong, like factually. It's not wrong, like, in terms of how they do it. Like, the one complaint I've never had about any of the games ever has been, like, I never thought, oh, man, this is a crappy story. I thought that about Black Library stories. Like, man, this is a shame. Like, but most of the video game stories are actually pretty good.
Okay, but that's because some of the Black Library stories from early on were written by people who could barely write.
I'm talking about current dog. Like.
What current Black Library story have you hated? Okay, to preface this, I literally only listen to Horse Heresy. I don't read any of the others anymore. Like, I have nothing to do with them.
It could be one of the 40K ones, and I actually do love all 40K stuff. Like, I just finished reading... Regent's Shadow.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. I can't even do most of the fluff in the codexes anymore.
Oh, it's so good, dog. It's so good.
But I haven't read that one yet. I was reading Saturnine or whatever, but I'm
still waiting.
You guys have to read it. No. Very good.
No. I think the last 40K related Black Library stuff I read. No, the last 40K related fluff stuff I read, like that universe, was the Gilliman stuff when he came back. Cool.
Right.
Yeah, like I don't even read the fluff and the stuff that I get now.
I try.
I feel like they don't care about that. I don't know. I feel like they phone it in. When it comes to
the Grey Knight Dark Angel story, I'll tell you that.
Yes. with this Grey Knights, Dark Angels, Fenris being attacked, like, how is it possible the Space Wolves still even exist as a chapter?
No. I'm let's put it this way. I am fine with that storyline compared to what they did with the Psychic Awakening Grey Knights story.
Which one? Psychic Awakening. See, I didn't read it.
The one where they brought Prospero back.
So they bring Prospero back, and that is the beginning of the storyline, literally the coolest thing that happens. Because Magnus is like... And what's hilarious, too, is that all of the mini-stories they have on the website are actually a build-up. You know, they always release those mini-stories that are a build-up.
What do you mean they brought Prospero back, like, the whole planet?
But yes. From real space. Like, they brought it into real space. And
they
brought it
from the chaos to real space.
No, they did that to... Sorry. They did Sortararius, the planet of the sorcerers. They brought that from the warp. So... But here's the thing. So all of these mini-stories that they release to build up to Psychic Awakening releases, they had all of these ones for the Grey Knight. I don't even remember what it's called. Like the Grey Knight.
The Ritual one.
Ritual of the Damned.
Ritual of the Damned, yeah. So, like, and they have this whole thing about all, like, they actually had, like, recurring characters. Like, there's this cult and this Crimson King, and no one knows what that is now because it's 40K era. And it's like, he's like this cult leader, and it turns out it's literally the freaking Crimson King.
Is it literally Magnus?
Magnus. And he sacrifices a whole bunch of cultists because he's like, I want humanity to become psychic. Psychic Awakening is great. Love it. Also, let's bring my planet into real space. So that all happens at the beginning, and it's dope. And it's like, sweet. And then he's like got this other thing where he's got this ritual planned where, you know, he's going to basically unleash another wave of psychic energy to make everybody super psychic again. And Dark Angels and Grey Knights are like, oh, that's a bad idea. We should probably stop it. And the story's trash. Like, it, like from that decision, like,
why are the Dark Angels and the Grey Knights even working together? Like, how is this is the dumbest thing. Like, a literal branch of the Inquisition cannot figure out that the Dark Angels have the secret about the Fallen. Or they are so inept that they have no idea. Or they're so inept they don't care.
I'm going with don't care.
I'm going with don't care.
Then why would they care about the Wolfen? You have an entire half of your Legion that was traitor, but there's like a couple of dudes who look like wolves, so we better go like nuke Fenris. It doesn't make any sense.
That's clear and present, visible heresy. So, of course, they're going to go after that.
Second, the Fallen are all still out there.
Second thing is
yeah, but
that
they look like Marines. They're fine.
They look like Marines. They're fine. And besides, sometimes they help the Imperium. Sometimes. You know? It's more than most military governors on most planets.
It's just dumb. Like, I hate that. I hate this chapter that has, in previous editions in the fluff, a chapter that has avoided the Inquisition, right?
Yes.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, let's just travel everywhere with the Grey Knights, be best friends,
new buddies,
we'll hold hands and skip down the fucking hill together.
Yeah,
like it doesn't make any sense. This is what I'm saying. Why, like, they're phoning it in. They phoned it in with 40K. This is why I only read the horse hairs stuff.
They're just going off the Allies chart from 7th edition.
I mean, sure, why the hell not, right?
And a dartboard. And they
yeah, and a dartboard.
I think they've been choosing the Psychic Awakenings, too. It's like, all right, so yeah. Who's up? Okay, cool.
I mean, you had some dumb stuff in 5th, like the Necrons and Blood Angels. But, like, still, it was not this level of, like, you literally have a chapter whose entire loyalty is in question. Run around with the Grey Knights. The greatest psychers on Earth can't, like, read some random chapter master's mind from the Dark Angels?
No.
Why not? Why can't that dude just read that guy's mind and know he's lying? They do it all the time in the fluff other times.
Because GW said so.
And this is what I'm talking about. They phone the fluff in now, which is why I don't read it.
Yeah, so GW won't replicate their game on computer.
That's all basically we were trying to say.
I gave Danny from Woodland Hills a rant. It wasn't the one he was expecting, but I delivered.
Danny cares not from whence the rant flows.
I really do need a tinfoil hat to put on, so that some of the people who don't recognize the sarcasm, or some people who don't understand that, I mean, most of the time I'm just joking around. I really need that tinfoil hat.
I thought you had. I assume your wife throws away every time you put one.
like afterwards.
She get pissed if I wasted tinfoil. Are you kidding me?
That's what I mean. She probably took it and reused it.
Can't you do like a coronavirus edition and do like a tinfoil face mask? Isn't that kind of come close right now?
Dude, we should have done this episode, everybody with cameras, wearing face masks.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a lot of work.
That would have been really hot. I would have lasted 5 seconds in this office by now.
That too.
We would have broken quarantine for that. Carl from Sweden, who could not make LVO.
Carl?
Because our government's a piece of shit.
With the current... He put lime not included.
Yeah, I know. I liked it.
I think it's supposed to be lying.
I saw that comment. I like it.
Situation all over the world. Do you see major tournaments coming back in full force next year? Or will the international, quote-unquote international U.S. events, such as Adepticon, LVO, Nova, keep it smaller and not expand as much? LVO seems to grow at a ridiculous pace.
They will all shrink. LVO won't be the same size either. I predict LVO will be smaller. I think LVO is going to be smaller simply because of the BCP problem.
Yeah, we discussed that previously.
There's a lot of players who have voiced if BCP is being used, they have no interest in coming to LVO.
Yeah. So I expect LVO, I expect them all to be small. I expect some events to not even come back.
Yeah, I think some of the smaller GTs, like we had this giant boom, I would expect a lot of GTs and even a couple of the majors to not even exist anymore.
And I know I've talked with you guys, I think I may have mentioned during the show that I've always felt that we're at a point where there's too many GTs, because there was one literally within a few miles, like almost every week.
Yeah. If you lived on one of the coasts, you could go to a GT every weekend, GT or major every weekend.
Yeah, Dodge GT Comburst.
God.
The Rona killed them. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be anywhere near as many. I don't think the ones that will be as large. I don't even know if Nova will have an event. It depends on and this is where it's going to be tricky because it's going to be so specific to the places. Like, will the specific place that event is taking place going to have restrictions in place that will disallow it or not? Like, what if DC is still saying in August that you can't have 50 people in place? Mike Brandt can't possibly be like at the beginning of August, yeah, we're still going. At the end of August. Because we think they'll lift it in 2 weeks. You can't do that. It's like, that was like the Adepticon thing. It was like the Barry Open thing. Barry Open canceled, well, not Barry Open, but KublaCon canceled like a month and a half, 2 months ahead.
Yeah.
Because they could not predict or guarantee. Like, what if the restrictions were up on the 15th? Cool. But what if not all the restrictions are up on the 15th? What if the restrictions are, you can go out of your house, you can go to gatherings, but there can't be more than 50 people? Well, then KublaCon still has to bail on.
Yeah.
So you cancel it early. If it's still July or June, and they're still not sure what in D.C. they're going to be doing in August, I don't know if Nova happens. Because you have to make that decision at some point. And you can't wait till the last minute for something like that. And that's what every one of these events is going to be in. That we canceled Battle for LA.
Yeah.
I mean, if we haven't figured out by June what California's doing, you might have to cancel Hammer of Wrath.
Yeah, which is hopefully going to be at the end of September.
Right. But if by July they're still saying no things of 50 people, can you still say we're going through with it? I mean, I don't know. We'd have to look at exactly what the guidelines are saying. And that's the thing. Nobody can predict anything for any place right now.
Mm-hmm. Even with places that are open, we don't know what their restrictions are.
Yeah, because like even Georgia, which is being very liberal with its opening, that was an ironic use of the term liberal, people. You can't say, well, we're going to have 50-man tournaments because they still, I think, are restricting the number of people allowed in certain venues. Like, restaurants are allowed to open, but with only half capacity, right? And things like that. So, like, you just don't know. It's going to be hard.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I don't think, like we said, I think that, like I said, there's probably going to be some places because of the money involved, especially for some of the, you know, if you're at a hotel or motel, if you're at a hotel or even a convention center, the money you have to put down, you're probably not going to get that back. And then with the refunds, luckily I had the money to put the refunds because I hadn't really bought the prizes or anything yet.
Right.
And a lot of people just had it transfer over to
Hammer App.
So it worked out for us.
Yeah, but like with
other places, they may not have, and they may be, they're probably in the red, and I don't know if they can last.
There might be places that can't recover from it.
Yeah, so they'll have to cancel indefinitely, at least for the next year or two. And by that time, they may be replaced by something else.
Like, I mean, we don't know what the books are like for these events. KublaCon may even be like a thing where they're like, yeah, we'll do it next year. And they're like, well, there's no way we're doing it. We have no idea. Like, you don't know. Like, that's why I was like, just keep it as a donation. You know, they gave you the option.
Right.
Do you want this the refund back? Do you want to apply it to the next year? Do you want us to keep it as a donation? I'm like, dude, just keep it as a donation because honestly, I don't know what your financials are like, and if enough of us choose that option, maybe you'll still exist next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to exist next year. I don't know if KublaCon makes, like, what their profit margin is. Nova doesn't have a profit margin because it's a charity event.
Right.
So...
Or so they say.
No, they are. I'm not one of those tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists who's like, Mike Brandt, show me your taxes.
Now I want to see the.
It was a very common thing for people on DACA to rant about when Nova first started. And to tell you how ridiculous this is, I just referenced DACA.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
A certain host of a certain podcast that's associated with a certain other podcast used to rant about it, and in fact still does from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see. It'll be interesting, the fact of seeing what events are still going through with their event this year, and if some events that had to cancel this year, if they'll be back next year. Like I know Boise Cup had canceled this year, and they're at the end of June. I don't know. I'm fairly certain they'll be back next year because it's done at a game store.
Yeah, that's different. It's a smaller scale thing at a game store. Like Gentleman's GT in Vegas, if that doesn't happen in June, does that happen again? Is it even going to happen in June? Because that guy's store is taking a huge hit.
Yeah. That's the other thing we've been talking about, whether stores will be around.
Like GameCastle? GameCastle's in a very prime real estate area. Like, are they going to be open? Are they going to have events?
They're mostly in Northern California, which is more expensive than LA.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know if our local game store is going to reopen. Like, besides the owner dying. So the owner dies.
For those that don't know, the owner died of our local store. His wife.
Rest in peace.
Going. And now this happens.
Yeah.
So, not a good one, too.
Is it going to reopen or not? You drive by it. The whole thing is empty. Like, there's nothing in it. There's just, like, the furniture.
What do you mean there's nothing in it? Because some of my stuff was in there.
I mean, you should find out. When I drove by it, I had the kids in the car the other day because we went and I put them in the car to have them just like drive around for a minute and get out of the house. And I had to go drop something off where I literally just had to jump out of the car and put it in a mailbox for somebody. So I was like, cool, you guys can come with me. And
come with me.
Yeah, and so I was like, hey, you guys want to drive by the game store? I want to see, like, what it looks like. And they're like, yeah, sure. So we drive by slowly, and we're, like, driving by and turn right. And it was like, it's empty. I'm like, yeah, those cases of product are all empty. There's nothing in there.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I mean, because...
But, like, the display cases looked empty, too.
No, because that's all...
No. The display cases of people's armies.
Yeah, it was mostly Chucks. I got my stuff out of them.
Oh, okay. Most of that stuff was Chucks. I thought it was like all kinds of people's.
No, most of it was actually Chucks.
Oh, okay.
I can see a store and that's not going to be open, and the neighborhood they're in, it's not a bad neighborhood, but you still don't want to.
Yeah, like I can see it being them moving it like upstairs or something, or into like a storage room.
Moving it wherever, you know.
Yeah.
Just so that you can't see it anymore.
Yeah.
So you're not tempted. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
I mean, to be honest. but we don't even know if they have all that. Even if they have all that stuff out there, let's say they have it somewhere, they can easily go somewhere else or close it or do whatever they need to do. You know, so So we don't. So we're not knowing what's going to become of all the local stores, because like someone told me that they're moving out here. I'm like, oh good. Well, there's a number of stores near where you're going to live if they're still open after all this. So,
yeah.
So there's that possibility. Luckily, some stores seem to be doing okay. Others seem, like you mentioned, Game Castle, seem to be more, you know, in having an issue because of the real estate. You know, so we'll just have to wait and see once that gets started. So I'm not gonna go with Alan's question.
What was Alan's question? Now I want to know.
Oh, who is the second most famous 40K judge?
Oh.
Depends on the country.
That'd be John. Okay, no, it depends on, well, there's no terms, but it depends on the tournament. And what happens at the tournament.
Yeah, right. Second most.
How much are the judges involved?
Second most is the most weaponized.
Second most weaponized judge. 40K judge. So, Jeff from Burbank asked, I think John, you already answered this. How do you think the TTS meta will affect the real life meta?
I think it'll mess a lot of people up if they're not careful.
I think it'll throw people off in the beginning, but I think it'll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there will be any other changes to the meta from this cooling off period?
Yeah, there will be a lot more cheaters.
Or a lot more attempts to cheat?
Yes. Tom. There's going to be a lot more happy accidents in people's favors. I didn't cheat. I just misplayed the rule in my favor. It's not cheating.
Right.
Misplay the rule in my favor. So you can't strip me of my title and my prizes.
And my pride?
No, they don't care about their pride, Tom. That's fake. That's a facade. The pride thing is a fake part of it. They don't actually care about the pride. If you had pride, you wouldn't cheat the first fucking place.
It's true.
I mean, yeah.
Any other changes? I think you'll see, because of TTS, whether the meta from TTS is the same as in real. I think you'll see a lot of people buying and trying out those TTS meta lists.
Yes.
And that's where you get, just like any other meta, where you, hey, I'm going to try this out. You're going to buy it, even though you don't know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah.
You think it's going to work.
I've also heard a lot about games that go way too long on TTS.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of players who are like, hey, man, I played a game on TTS. It only took me 4.5 hours. And I checked the name, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, it took you 4.5 hours. I bet you I can tell you didn't finish a full 5 turns either. Just judging by the name of the person posting about it in competitive 40K on Facebook.
Yeah, so do you think people will go back to the old ways of taking too long and will have to readjust their time again?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people playing slow. There's going to be a lot of people slow playing, because those aren't the same thing.
You don't think some people may speed up because they're used to playing those models of BTS?
No. Because they're not used to actually playing the models. They're used to clicking a mouse on a screen. It's not the same muscle memory. It's not the same thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Like, they're not used to actually playing with the models.
You mean they may actually get tired because their endurance will be down?
No, they're, like, actually not move models. They'll forget stuff. I bet you they forget stuff.
What I mean is, because they don't move models, they'll get tired real easy. Tire out. They'll pass out while moving their 300 orc army.
I would love if I walked by a table, somebody was, like, phantom clicking a mouse. Like, you could just see their hand kind of moving and they're phantom clicking.
Are my guys moving?
Great. That'd be pretty great.
Do you think this quote unquote downtime has helped people the game?
No.
Nope.
Why not, Tom?
I don't think it's healthy
so quickly.
I don't think it's healthy because it's doing what it's doing to me to other people, which is stop caring. All of a sudden now I'm not feeling like I'm pressured to keep up with something. I all of a sudden find myself spending money on other things that I enjoy doing. I am now no longer, like, I don't know. I don't
feel this. You lose the drive. That's part of the reason why they have such continual rules releases and model releases, is because it makes you feel like, oh man, I gotta get in on this. Like, I gotta do this next thing, you know. Mm. And if you don't have that, then it's not great, dog. Like, I mean, it's just, you just kind of chill and you're like not really doing a whole lot.
Yeah, like I care very little about it right now.
I have no aspirational, like, motivational goals. Like, I literally, and my wife makes fun of me for this, have, like, the whole Sisters release, which I still haven't painted yet. And before, I didn't want to paint it because I was focusing on Grey Knights, and, you know, I actually had the whole arm there. And now it's like, part of the reason I like doing the hobby is because I have a goal in mind, you know? Now it's like, what's my goal, is to get it just painted? Well, my time's limited, man. Like, I'm with kids. Like, I don't.
When I was back in third edition, when I was starting, tournaments was the only way for me to get my armies painted. If I wasn't going to tournament, I wasn't going to paint my arm.
Yeah,
that hasn't changed. And that's what you mean.
Yeah, and I get inspired to do stuff. Like, I got really inspired to go, you know, balls to the wall with the Grey Knight army. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, I still have to do, like, maybe 2 hours of work and then it'll be done. And
as soon as the Barry Open was canceled, I lost all drive to do anything 40k related. Like, I was ready to get the Grey Knight army done, get the models I was going to borrow from Carlos because you couldn't buy any, and I was ready to, like, play 2 games a week, no problem. Well, I could play Tuesday night, Thursday night, no big deal. Play 2 games a week, all the way running up to it, be ready for it, and as soon as they canceled, I was like, cool, I don't do anything now. Like, that's the way I think about it. I don't have to do anything for 40K right now. I'm off the hook.
Yeah, that's kind of a good way of putting it. I mean, that's kind of how I feel, honestly.
There's a reason I played 89 hours of Bannerlords.
My motivation was always tournaments when I was playing them. That's that's still.
Yeah, me too. So without a tournament to go to, what do I care?
Anyone else said doesn't really motivate me to build an army, paint an army, but at least for SoCal is when I'm probably. Take either the Sisters or the Manichees and Heretics. But I think for some people that maybe allow them to catch up if they're more just into painting and building and playing. But I think in terms of the downtime, without the pressures of having to build for the latest meta or the latest hotness, because everything's kind of frozen in place, it allows them to at least catch up or maybe try something out. If they happen to have like a roommate or a relative that, well, I would say a roommate, as long as they don't leave the house, to play against or play on TTS, where they can kind of get an idea of if their list will work or not. So yeah, I think it's beneficial in that way. But for people like us that aren't that are more motivated by actually having to get the army done in time for the tournament, it kind of has the opposite effect. Which is why we did the D&D night. Is normally tonight on Tuesday nights, because normally we would be at our local game store playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that keeps that at least going. So at least for, like, my wife knows that even though we're not allowed to go out, on Tuesday I'm still doing something that will take up most of the night.
Yeah.
That's not actually playing video games.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with, like, painting models either. Like,
right.
But I'm definitely not going to be painting the models for something I'm not going to play.
Right.
But, yeah. Like, why would I build those 2 Scorpiuses and the Sakaran and all the other crap that I found and the Dreadnoughts, and why would I start painting the Grey Knights if I literally can't go to events?
I'm not good enough. I think really what it boils down to is I'm not good enough of a painter where the hobby completely by itself satisfies the need.
Right.
Like, I'm seeing, like, in our club Discord, because let's be honest, we're not a team anymore, we're a club. Our club.
We were always a club. We were never a team.
I know. I'm saying it out loud. I'm putting words to history.
I always thought we were a family, John.
I am not family with some of these people.
But
since cousins?
Story short, it's basically just. It's basically just like I am just not a good enough artist to like keep up with that like at all.
Oh, the hobby stuff. It looks nice. But. So that's where we're at right now. Hopefully, for some of you, the restrictions will lift and maybe you can start playing again. I know Reese had suggested that you still wait maybe a couple weeks just to let things settle before you even run events. So hopefully, in the next 2 to 3 weeks or a month, mm-hmm. start to see events again and some results.
Soon-ish.
Even local mayor has been talking about relaxing some of the restrictions. So, in the next couple weeks. So hopefully by the next time we talk, we'll have more to talk about and more to announce.
So in like 8 months. That's what you're calling it now when we do our next episode?
That's when you can be on, I guess. I can talk about something. You know, we'll make this stretch. It's fine. So the last thing is the contest. Even though John's unable.
There's no contest.
Real passion, that is reenactment.
No contest. There's no contest.
Campaigning.
Don't apply.
Is totally real. Club.
And you know what? Honestly, for me, that's been the real replacement. I mean, I've been like I said, kind of like rudderless, you know, don't really have a drive. And, you know, seeing John work as hard as he has for that re-election campaign.
It's not re-election. He never got elected.
Oh, right, election. Sorry, I forgot.
I'm working so hard that I actually have read more books during the time that I've been on quarantine right now than I think I have in the last, like, 3 years. I'm on book number 5.
God.
And I have to finish my French Revolution book, and then I'm going to read 2 books about Romans.
I just watch YouTube videos instead.
No, I finished 2 fiction books. I finished The Name of the Wind, The Left-Handed Darkness. You guys ever read The Left-Handed Darkness?
I've heard of it.
It's really good. It's by the woman who wrote The Wizardversity. It's science fiction.
You know what I did?
Instead of fantasy, it's really good.
Lately?
What?
Was your election campaign for reenactment president. So don't forget, everybody, to turn in your slogans so John can use. Winner will get the foursome, Battle Force Morikai box set.
Wait, what foursome are they getting? You said they get a foursome? Nobody wants a foursome that's related to this show.
It's the Battle Force for Morikai. Nice try, John. So send them in, tfgradiopodcast@gmail.com. We have a bunch of entries. So we'll go over those and we'll
announce. I hate all you people so much. It's not even funny.
At the next episode.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to retire and quit. And then you can never announce the winners with me on.
Dash cam bid or get that.
Oh, if I was to ever like actually quit 40K or like retire, I would make no announcements whatsoever. I would literally just block everybody on Facebook.
Oh, you just disappear.
I would just disappear.
I know. That's already happened to me once, though.
Yes.
I already know what that's like.
No, but I would literally block you. Like, I'd just block everybody associated with Warhammer and just be done.
Oh, God.
Hey, where'd that guy go? I don't know. I can't find him on Facebook. Nope, sure can't.
So those are your last words. Any last words for tonight? Pretty sure we're done.
I mean, so we could have been done an hour ago.
Nope. You're too busy ranting for Danny.
There's nothing going on, man. We did an hour and 24 minute show that was literally about nothing because there's nothing going
on.
Yeah,
it's like an old Seinfeld episode, except better.
Dude, Seinfeld was trash.
That's why I said except better.
I'm sorry, what?
Dude, you are not old enough to like Seinfeld. Shut up.
There are certain episodes I enjoy from Seinfeld. I enjoyed the contest.
No. Seinfeld's trash. All
right. Hurry up and block me then.
Do it. Yeah, he's just holding the proverbial gun up to his head. Do it.
I have a reason. Tom, no last words?
If they find my body, it wasn't a suicide. Per my earlier comments.
Yes. Epstein and Tom Malone did not kill themselves.
Hey. Yeah, but everybody knows who Epstein is. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Damn, that.
Good night. Good night. And a pleasant tomorrow.
Off guard, man. Like,
oh, bye, everybody.